We are starting from the Gemara Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom, Tanu Rabbanon. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon, Shchitas Kusi Muteres. If a Kusi makes a Shchita, it's Muter, Medva Mamurim, Kishishol Oymed Al Gabav. When Yisrael is watching that he's doing it right. Avaba Omatsu Shashachat, if he found that he did it already, Shechta already, and there was no one watching him, so then the question is, did he do it right? Because we learned Gemara before that he's not makbid on lifnei iver l'sitei michshol. He, when he shechs other people, doesn't mind feeding other people in a veil. So he's not so makbid. So here you found that shacht, it was shachtan already. You're not sure if it was a good shechita or not. So what do? Chaytech kezayis, you cut off a piece. And no yisun loin, you give it to the kusi. Achlo, if he eats it himself, mutalechem shchitasa, you eat from the shechita because that shows that was a good shechita. Because he himself will not eat nevela. He only eats a kosher. So if he eats it himself, then it means it's good. M'lav, osur lechom shchitasai. But if he does not eat it, then you cannot eat from a shchita. Ki yitzibay. Similarly, matzav yodai the kurya shel tzaparim. You find by him a whole bundle of birds that were shachten. So keteir roish she'echem ham. You take one head off one of them. But and you give it to him, he eats it, if he does not eat it, you can't eat it from the shchita. And the chiddush of the second case is that even though it was a whole bundle of birds, it was 10 birds, you give him one piece to eat, that's enough, and everything else, you could assume it's kosher also. And more later on, we'll explain that a little better. So Abaya, Dayik Mereisha, Rava Dayik Mesefa. We had before, Machlekes Abaya and Rava. If you need dafka someone who's oymed al gabov the whole time, or yoytzev nichnas is going in and out, is enough to watch the kusi. It's machlekas. Abaya holds you need to be watching the whole time, and Rava holds you walking in and out while he's shechting. It's enough of a shmira. So Abaya daik mereisha of this brisa to his shita, Rava daik mesefa to his shita. Abaya daik mereisha, Abaya is daik from the reisha like his shita, because it's mashma tamim odi shol oymed al gabov. It's only good if the Yisrael is Eimel Agavav. It says in the Reisha of the Braisa, Yisrael Eimel Agavav is good. Mashma v'yitzvah nechnas loy. Just walking in and out is not enough. Rabba daik mesefa. Taima d'ba matzah shochet. It says you found it, you shochet it already, then what do you have to do? You have to give him to eat. But mashma v'yitzvah nechnas, if you were there while you were shechting, even in and out, is enough. Shabbat damit. So it means the Reisha sounds like a baya, that you need Eimel Agavav. The Sefer says it's only time you have to do the test is if you came after the Maisa. But it sounds like Yosef and Nichnas would be enough. So, Labaya Kasha Seifa. What does Labaya do to Seifa? It sounds like it's only when you found him do you have to do the test. But if you be going in and out, it'll be enough. So, what does Labaya do with that? Amalach Yosef and Nichnas, Nami Ba'u Matsukarle. Walking in and found the Geshachten is the same thing as walking in and founding it Geshachten is the same thing as Yosef and Nichnas. It's no good. That's all tight. It means Matsu means Yosef and Nichnas. Rava Kash Reisha, Amalach, because Reisha says Dafka Emed Al Gabav, Amalach Yoytzev Nichnas Nami Ka Emed Al Gabav Dami. Going in and out is the same thing like Emed Al Gabav. It says further in the Braisa that we just read before, Ki Yoytzev Emotzev Yadav Dekura Shotzaparim, if you found the bundle of birds, that is Geshachten, Keteh Reisha, you cut off one of the heads and you give it to him to eat. And if he eats it, that means it's a good Shchita. Mara asks, what we spoke about before, Amai Leichosh Duma, how do I have a Shachet Chaper? Maybe the one he ate is the one that was the one that he shechted well. It doesn't mean the other ones are good. Hey, you know, Taka, the other birds are good. Maybe it's after that one. Amar Rav Nashia, b'machnisan tachas knafav. You had all the birds, you know, the Jew takes all the birds under his coat, and then he gives it to the kusi, who is also, you know, the kusi. He gives it to the kusi, pulls that one. The kusi has no idea which one it came from. So how does he know which one is good? So it must be all of them are good. Maybe the kusi had a simon on that piece that you gave him, and he had a simon if it was good or not. You crushed up all the bird that the piece he gave him. You crushed it up, made it into meatballs, and he has no idea. He has no simon anymore. How do you know at all that just because he eats it, that it's a good shchita? Maybe he's eating it because he holds something else. Maybe he holds that ain't shchit leif min ha'tayra, because the kusi usually takes, you know, everything literal in the Torah, And the Torah never says anything about shechting birds. Only says v'zevachta v'karcha mitzenecha. Only says about animals, shechting animals. It doesn't say anything about shechting birds. And Gemara later on only learns it out from a Hekesh. Says zois teres habehem va'oif. That's how you know a bird needs shechita. So maybe the Kuzi holds that you don't need shechita at all for oif, and that's why it's mutter. That's why he eats from it. Doesn't mean it's good shechita. So Gemara comes with a comeback. But the Tameich, all the psuah shechita also not in the Torah. Shia, even by behema. Shia, drisa, chalada, hagrama, ikor. These are five psuah shechita. Shia makes you waiting. Drisa means pushing down. Chalada, all different psulim. It's also not in the Torah. Miksivan, elakivin dachzikubab. Since you see that kusim keep the laws of shechita, and they keep the laws of shechita. So achzikubu. So then we assume that he did it right. Hachinami, kivin dachziku, achziku. Here also we know that they only eat birds that are geshachten, not nevela, and therefore, since they're machzik in it, and then you could bring a raya, that they ate it is a raya that it's a good shechita. The Gemara's question was, what's the raya that they're eating it's a good shechita? Maybe they hold there's no shechita at all for oif, you don't need shechita. Kamashma, no, that you do need shechita. You do need shechita. They hold you do need shechita, and therefore you could trust the kusi, if he eats it, you could trust that he did a good shechita. Zakti Gemara, this thing that it's not in the Torah, but they keep that law, do you trust the kusi or not, is really a machlokes tanoim. Va'achsoik v'loy achsoik b'deloy ksiva, when a kusi is muchsik in a certain mitzvah, it's not in the Torah, is really a machlokes tanoim. And the Gemara totally develops the tanoim, it goes to the bottom of the omen. Tanoim, it's machlokes tanoim, the tanya. When the b'raisa, matzas kusi muteres. The halacha is that the matzah of a kusi is mutter to eat on Pesach, and you can assume he did it without any chametz. V'adam yoytze v'chavasa Pesach. And number two, not only is it mutter to eat, but it's even yoytze the dinim matzah. That means there's two dinim in matzah. First of all, it can't be chametz. And second of all, it has to be done on shvei matzah. Shvei matzah is mitzvah. So not only could you assume that it's not chametz, you also could yoytze the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach with these matzahs, because you can assume he did a lishma. Rabbi Eliezer Oyser, l'fisha ein bekiyim b'dektutei mitzvahs ki Yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he holds that you can't even eat it. Why? Because they're not so makbid on all the diktuk mitzvahs, and it's probably chametz. Rabbi Eliezer holds, not only you can't use it for mitzvahs matzah, but you can't even eat it at all. It's chametz. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Rabbi Shimon Gamil Eimer, kol mitzvah shechziku ba kusim, any mitzvah that the kusim, you know, chapped on, they named on this mitzvah, harbe medachtigim ba yusim Yisrael. They even keep it more than Yisrael. So now that's the braisa. Now the Gemara will elaborate in explaining this braisa and the biur machlekas, the three shittas over here. Omamar, says the Tanakhama says, matzas kusi muteres, matzas kusi is not chametz, va'odom yoytziv dechavasa pesach, and you can yoytziv the mitzvah matzah. Freite Gemara, Pshita, it's Pashit. Once you tell me that it's not Chametz, so Pshita, that Pashit, that Yoytzer Mitzvah Matzah, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? So the Gemara, Ma'otem Levi'ki B'Shimur, Kamash V'loh, no. You would think they're not Bucky in watching the Matzah good. Kamash V'loh, no. That's the way we have a Gersa. Dr. Gemara, Vaita. So what the Gemara's got, let's explain it one more time. The Gemara has a kash of Pshita Yaitseba, that Yaitse, since it's Mutta, what's the Havmina? Kamash Malon. So my tema is that you would think, even though it's not Chametz, but who said it's Shem Mitzvah's Matzah? How do you know Shiva Shem Matzah? They don't know Kamash Malon that they even do Shem Matzah's Mitzvah. That's the Chiddush Tanakama. Two Chiddushim. First of all, he says it's not Chametz. And second of all, he says that, first of all, it's not chametz, and second of all, it's not a problem of matzah on Pesach, because you can name on it, don l'shma. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Then it says, Rabbi Eliezer Oyser. Rabbi Eliezer holds, not only can't use it for mitzvah's matzah, it's oser because it's chametz. They're not the baki in shimer. Then they hold not baki not only in shimer shem mitzvahs matzah. They're not baki in shimer even chametz, like Rashi explains. He's someone like Goyrus, the Lashon Lovikiyah Vashimer, just means that they're not bucky at all to watch it. That's what the other Shita. So Tanakam holds it's perfect. It's good for matzah and it's not chametz. Rabbi Eliezer holds no, that it's a chashash chametz. It's awesome. You can't even eat it. Shemuel Miloimer, Kol mitzvah shechziku ba kusim harbe medachtekim ba yoisem yisrael. Shemuel Miloimer says any mitzvah that the kusim took on to themselves, they're even more medachtek than Yisraelim. Right? The Gemara, Hanu Tanakama. Tanakama just said that. Tanakama said everything is good, right? So why? What's the difference between Tanakama and Shemuel Miloimer? So the Gemara, let's try first one achmina. Gemara says no achmina. Gemara says maybe achmina like this. Ikamenayu, the ksiva of leachziku ba. Something's in the Torah, and they weren't mekabel on himself. Tanakama saw kivim the ksiva afik of leachzik ba. Tanakama would hold that even if you're not machzik, as long as it's written in the Torah, that would be enough. That would be enough. And the Brisa says matzah and really anything that's ksuvim v'Torah has the same din. That they're machmir on it, even if you don't know for a fact that they were machzik in it. And Rav Shlomo Miloimer says, "I know." His lashon is kol machzik, kol mitzvah shechziku ba. Shlomo Miloimer says, "Ich achzik in, loy achzik loy." Only if they were machzik. But if they weren't machzik in it, they didn't chap onto that mitzvah, then you can't trust them. Right? The Gemara, that can't be enough kamina, because Rav Shlomo Miloimer goes on Tanakam and says, "Kol mitzvah shechziku ba kusim." It sounds like he's being marvish something. Yachi kol mitzvah shechziku ba kusim, which sounds like being marvish something. Im echziku ba'alei. If the Tanakama is the one who's being more makel, he's saying everything that's in the Torah you could trust the kusi. And Rav Shlomo Miloimer is being limiting it, saying you have to be machzik. It should have said im echziku, not kol shechziku. Kol shechziku sounds like he's adding on things. So that cannot be the nafka mina to Tanakama and Rav Shlomo Miloimer. Ella, this is the pshat. Ikevenayu the loyksi ve'achziku ba. The nafkinu be is something that was not written in the Torah, and the kusim chapped on that mitzvah. Tanakama saw a kim leksiva afa gav da achziku ba namilei. It has to be written in the Torah like matzah, and be machzik in it will not help. Shemuel saw a kim da achzik. Shemuel has kol shechziku any mitzvah, even the rabbanim dig a mitzvah, any mitzvah they chapped onto, that's enough. And now that's the gemara meant before. That's tanoim. So for example, shchita oif, which might not be min haTorah. That's something that's only good according to Rav Shlomo Miloimer, who holds you go basa chazaka. But Tanakama might not be good because it has to be written in the Torah. So that's what I meant before, that the achzik v'loy achzik v'loy ksiva b'tari tanoi means this machlekes of Shlomo Miloimer and Tanakama. Okay, new gemara. Gufa. Amar Rabba. Yisrael mumar oichel nevelas ati avon. Let's say you have a Yisrael who's a mumar to eat nevelas. He's a good deed all around, but when it comes to nevelas, he eats it with the oven. That means when he's hungry and there's nothing, he's in, you know, the Grand Canyon, there's no kosher food there, he'll eat nevelas there. He's hungry, he'll eat nevelas. It's not lahachas, it's with the oven. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, v'boidik sakin, you check his knife, v'nois and loy, and he could shecht. V'mut lecha m'shchita, he could eat m'shchita. My time, what's the reason? Kimin de'ike eter v'yisur, since right here in front of him, there's heters and iser, there's heter, he could, you know, he has a good knife. And there's Isser. So Lo Yishavik Heter V'Achal Surah, he's not going to turn it into a Nevela. When he has a chance to make a Heter, he's not going to. He only does it, he has no choice. He's in a place where there's no kosher food. But if he has an option to do kosher food, he's not going to leave the Hetera V'Achal Yisurah. Yihachi, Kiloi Badek Nami. So why do you have to buy the Gesakin? Let him be buying the Gesakin himself and do it. No. That's very too much. Midrach Loi Tarach. He's not going to be Terech and checking the knife. So you have to set it up to make it easy for him. But if it's hard for him, he'll just make a nevela. He doesn't care. So, upon him, what Rav's chiddush is that a mumar oichel nevela sati avon, you let it eat from his shechita, even though he's a mumar. Omar le rabban le Rav, tayin de vaseyelach. I'll bring you a raya. What's the raya? Chamtzen shel oivre avera acha pesach. The chametz, the oivre avera did not sell the chametz for pesach, and it was a big loss. They had 100 bottles of beer. They didn't want to throw it out, and they had no one to sell it to, so they kept their chametz over Pesach. Now, you let it drink from that beer. So, halacha is mutter. You're allowed to buy beer from this avarian. What's the reason? Mutter miyat leshem achlifim. Because they don't want to eat chametz over Pesach either, these people. They're worried about the money, but they don't want to eat chametz over Pesach. What do? They switch their bottles of beer for the guy who's a bottle of beer. And therefore, their beer they have is good beer. they would attack a nena from chametz of Pesach, which is a problem. But the beer they have is good beer. They don't want to drink beer as chametz of Pesach. So what do you see? You see that Yenemon, this guy who's a mumer for chametz of Pesach, he still, if he get heter, he makes sure to have heter. So Vrua, Hamani, we thought right now which man the Amma is going to. It's going to Rabbi Yehudi. The Amma Chometz Acha Pesach the Raisa. The Issa of Chometz Oval Pesach is the Raisa Issa. Viktani Pesh Machlifim. And still you see, even by Issa the Raisa, you can assume that he's Machlifim. Amma Leishava Keter Vach Yisura. You see, even by Issa the Raisa, we could assume that Leishava Keter, he's not going to, you know, if he has a way how to make it Mutter, he'll make it Mutter. Leishava Keter Yisura. So it's a riot to Rava, which is by that he says by Nevela, you can also assume like Shavu Keter Vacha Asura. Like, no, how you know it's a riot to Rava? My Dilma Rav Shimon, maybe the whole brisa here is going to Rav Shimon. Amar Chometz Acha Pesach Darabanan, and V'chim Mikalina. When do you have his kulos to say to assume that Machlifa is by Darabanan? Only by Issa Darabanan Chometz Shavu La Pesach. But the Raisa Le Mikalina not Mikal by the Raisa. Right, the Gemara even for Rav Shimon. Maybe it's a raya. But to have an Rav Shimon, even if it's a Shimon, Rabbanan, Miktani Shani Oimer Achlifu. Don't say like I could assume. But Pesach Machlifin Miktani. He says they for sure do it. The Vadeh Machlifin. So then you could say the opposite. Umabed Rabbanan, Madach Bayer Rabbanan Dege Iser. Still, they for sure do it. Loishav Egeter Vach Yisura. Bidaraisa by Issa Nevela. For sure, they make sure they don't do Issa Nevela. Like Kolshegen. So it still could be a raya. It's still going to be a riot to Rava, because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, it's a riot by the Raisas, a good riot. Even Rav Shimon by the Rabbanan, it's a riot, because here it says they for sure were machlifin. So, Malach by Issa the Rabbanan, Chomach Avala Pesach, you assume for sure they were machlifit, for sure by Nevela, he would not be machshel himself and eat Nevela if he could do a good Shechita. Now, Gemara tries to bring another riot to Rava. Lema Masiele, it says in the Tesefta, Hakol Shaychtim, everyone can do Shechita, Vafilo Kusi, Vafilo Orel, Vafilo Yisrael Mumar. So it says Orel and Yisrael Mumar. Hi Orel Hechadam, Yilimish Mesa Achav Machamas Mila. If it was Orel because his brothers died, Machamas Mila, Hi Yisrael value, he's a good Yisrael, he's an Oinis. There's nothing wrong with him, he's no Shechidish, he's a regular Yisrael. El Pshita, Mumar La Reilis, he's a Mumar for one thing, Mumar for Mila. Because Savar, and this Bryce said the staff that obviously holds mumur dava acher le'av mumur l'chal tar kula. He's not a mumur l'chal tar kula. Aim is safe. Fill Yisrael mumur. So high mumur hechidami. I mumur dava acher. If it's a mumur for one thing, high mumur la'reilus. Ella lav. What it must be mumur la'isadava must be is a mumur for nevela and still the chiddush says even if it's a mumur for this issa for the nevela still the shechit is good. Ukadarava. So it's a riot to rava because what else is the mumur? Loy. Because what else the mumur? If he's a mumur for kol tar kula, it's pashut. He's no good because he's like a guy. He can't do shechita. And if it's a mumur al dava acha for one thing for the Shabbos, so that already said mumur la reilis is good. So what's the adding on? It must be even if he's a mumur la neveilos, he eats neveilos. Still, he could eat meshchita and it's a riot to Rava. So tomorrow, loy lo meimulach. Maybe I'll tell you mumur la isu dava loy. Maybe I'll tell you really mumur for neveila. You cannot trust him and not like Rava. My time accumulated dosh beke teredomle since. He always eats the vela, it's mutter, he'll never do a good shechita. El mumar, the case of the brice of the sefta that says mumar, you know what the case is? Mumar lo'ev the chavim. He was a mumar of avodah zara. Ukad rav anam, nam rav anam ha'shmul yisrael mumar of chavim, mutter lecha v'shchidasai. And that's a special chiddush, because even though, like Rashi explains, avodah zara is connected kol ha'tarakula, so maybe you think he's like a mumar of kol ha'tarakula, and he's like a guy. Still, mecharis to you that mumal dava achar of avir chavim of avir zara still mut lechol meshchitasa, but it's still not a raya that a mumar lechol nevela could eat you keep from meshchita. That's really not a raya. Gufa amrav ano mashmuel Yisrael mumar lo avir deske chavim mut lechol meshchitasa. Yisrael mumar lo avir chavim. What's the raya? What was his raya? What was Rav Anan's raya? That a mumar of Avodah Zarah is allowed to eat from a shechita. Kimetzino b'Yishafat Melech Yehuda, shenem suras Achav. Yishafat was the king of Yehuda. Achav was the king of Yisrael. We know by the days of Rav Menavot, the two malchus of Yisrael split. One was called Melech Yisrael, that was 10 shvatim, and Melech Yehuda was Yehuda and B'yamin. So at one point, Yishafat got together with Achav, and they were going to attack Ramah's Gilad. So they got together in a Suda, And it says he was Nena from Sudas Achav. Shnema Ava Yizbach Lo Yiz Achav. Achav Shechtefim Tzoyin Ubakar Laroi Vol Omash Imoi. By Yisiseu he convinced him Lalis of Ramas Gilad to go to war to Ramas Gilad. So what do you see? Rav Anna brings right from here that Yeshafat, who we know was a tzaddik, he ate from the Shechita of Achav, and Achav was a mumar Lavaydus Chavim. He was a mumar Lavaydus Chavim. So you see, a mumar Lavaydus Chavim, you keep from a Shechita. Achav is not a mumar Chavatar Kula, Gemara is assuming. He's only a mumar Lavaydus Chavim, and still you see, you eat from a Shechita. Break the Gemara, how do you know he ate from it? It says, Yizbach Le Zavach. Who said he ate? Don't want Mizbach Zavach. Maybe Yeshafat didn't eat. Maybe just he shechted him, he didn't eat. So the Gemara, it says that Achav convinced him by Yisuseu Ksiv. Maybe he just convinced him with words. So the Gemara, in hasasa v'dvarim. We had a good meal, there's no hasasa. When you convince someone, it got to be over a meal. Break the Gemara, v'chsiv ki yisischa achicha. It says in the Torah that when your brother convinced you to do something, about his heart. So the Gemara, no, maybe there, that pasuk, it's not achil v'shtir, they're talking about eating. Break the Gemara, v'chsiv, it says by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "It's the same Dibur of Alechinam." He told the Satan, "You convinced me to give Yisurim to Eiv." So you see, Lashon Hasasa, even though there's no eating, the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't eat. So the Gemara Lamayla Shiny, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is different. So again, it's a raya that Ma'aseh says Hasasa, convincing. It must be that Yeshafat ate from Achav Shechita. So the Gemara Dilma Mishta Ishti Mechelach. They only drank. So tomorrow, what do you mean? Why drink any better? Ma'ishna shasiya, the mina mura chavim, le mura chavatar kula. So if you can say that the guy yain esach, mura loyav chavim is not mura chavatar kula, so achil nami mura chavim loyav mura chavatar kula. So it'll be a riot, and it'll be a riot to shechita anyway. Because if he's saying that he drank from achav, that means he held that mura loyav chavim is not enough to make yain esach. So therefore, say he's anything about shechita, still a riot. That shechita is also not enough to make a bad shechita. It's not a guy. Not considered a guy. So Gemara, no, you can't bring a raya from Yayin Esach. Yayin Esach is different. Hachi Ashto. Shasiya Stam Yainam. Who? There wasn't Yayin Esach. It was Stam Yainam. But Dayan Lo Yayin Esach Stam Yainam Shevachavim. That's why he was allowed to eat it. Because they didn't ask her yet. At that point, it was only from the Yud Ches Dover. It only happened by Tamid Shaman and Hillel that they answered Yayin Stam Yainam. At that point, Stam Yainam was not us. Don't make a Raya drink wine. You'll let her drink wine at that time. There's no thing in Stam Yainam. But Dayan Lo Nes Stam Yainam Shevachavim. Avachila, Eimulach, Mumulachavim, Mumulachavim, Toykula. Maybe it is a Mumar. And maybe it's don't make a Raya. And maybe he didn't eat. Maybe he didn't eat. So Gemara answers on that. But you say, "Lav urcha de malka mishdai b'michlo." Number one is one tarot you could say is it's not normal for a king, which is Yeshafa, to eat to drink without eating. He didn't drink without eating. He didn't drink an empty stomach. But you say, "It says v'yizbach v'yisaseu." It says the word v'yizbach next to the word v'yisaseu. Ksiv v'mas yisaseu v'zvicha. So must be he ate. Don't say in that passage about drinking. It says about zvicha. So you see, he must have been convinced through eating. V'dilma, for the Marakash like this, we know Achav had in his household someone named Avadia. And Avadia was a tzaddik, so maybe he did the shechita. Maybe who said Achav did the shechita, or Achav's people, maybe it was Avadia. V'dilma Avadia Zavach. So the Gemara L'Roiv Ksiv. It says in the Lashon HaPasuk, V'yizbach Loi, the Lashon HaPasuk is, V'yizbach Loi Achav Tzoyna Baka L'Roiv. It says L'Roiv Ksiv. Avadia Loi have a Sopik. Avadia could not have done all the shechita. Maybe it was the 7,000 tzaddikim who were part of Achav's city. Maybe they did the shechita. The chesiv says in the pasuk, "V'sharti b'Yisrael shivas alafim kol avrakayim shlo kara l'baal." There were 7,000 yidden in Malchi Yisrael who did not serve the baal. So tomorrow they couldn't do shechita. Tmuri havim is tamri mezevel. They were scared of Yizevel. Yizevel was Achav's wife. They were scared of him, scared of her, and therefore they couldn't have done the shechita. So the Gemara of Dilma, Gavri the Achav Havamalu. Maybe Achav's household, the ones in the Shechita, were like Avadia. They were good. Gemara, no. Let's talk about that. Ksiv, Moishel Makshiv Advar Sheker, Komen Sharis Rishon. Anyone who's a Shakrin, all his workers are also Rishon. And the Achav is a Rasha, so all his workers are Rishon also. Dilma, Gavri the Shofet, Nami Loi Havamalu.
Zavuach, Gavri de Achav, Ochel, Gavri de Shofat, Shofat Zavuach, Avad de Ochel, Shofat. So Gemara says, maybe, Vidilma Gavri de Shofat, Nami, Loyava Malu, Zavuach, Gavri de Achav, Ochel, Gavri de Shofat, Zavuach, Avad de Ochel, Shofat. Maybe, there was a lot of, you had to shech a lot, but maybe, there was only one good shechit you had to have. For your shofet, who was a tzaddik. Maybe your shofet's entourage was not tzaddikim, so they could eat from Achav stuff. And shofet himself ate from Avad Shechita. Let's read it inside one more time. Then Gavri de Shofet Nami Lavamalu. His entourage was not tzaddikim. And Zavuach Gavri de Achav, Och Gavri de Shofet. The Shechita of Achav's entourage, Shofet's entourage ate. And Zavuach Avadia, the only is one. Avadia Shechita one, that Och Shofet. That were Loi Saka Daitach. Just like you find that by a Rasha, all his workers are Rasha, Holodvar Emes, Mesharsav Tzadikim. When it comes to a Tzadik, like a Shafat, all his Mesharsav were Tzadikim. So the Maravaita, Vedilma, Zavuach, Gavri, the Achav, Achal, Achav, the Gavre, and Zavuach, Gavri, Shafat, Achal, Shafat, Gavri. Maybe he had his own Shchita Shafat. Maybe the Achav's entourage shechta for him and his entourage, and Yishofat's entourage shechta for him. Zavuach Gavri Yishofat, Achal Yishofat Gavri. The Gemara lo have a mafleg nafshe minei. He would not, Yishofat, the Gemara ends up like this, that Yishofat would not have separated himself from Achav because he was very good friends with Achav, and he would not have done that and say, I can't eat from your shechita. And the Gemara explains the makar for that. Manola, Gemara on daf hayam and alpha off the top, Manola. If it's from the words, he says, that means that I'm such good friends. El Miata says, Kisusi Kisusecha, Hachinami, Yasei, it means also, Kisusi Kisusecha. Ella, Madahava Susecha, Tava Susi. Hachinami, Madahava Lecha, Viloi Imcha, Tavi Lechami. This pasuk was said when he agreed to go out to war together with Achav. So he tells Achav, "V'yemi Yishofat Amalach Yisrael, Kamoini Kamoicha, Kaami Kaamcha, Kesusi Kesusecha." So Gemara thought maybe he meant Kaami Kaamcha means I'm like you. But can't be pshat. What is Kesu my horse like your horse? Hakinami Lamaida Hava Suscha Hava Susi. He just meant to say that I'm going to war with you. Whatever happens to my horse, I have to your horse. Your horse, my horse. Hakinami the Hava Alach Viloi Imcha. Whatever happens to me and my people, what happens to you? Whatever happens to you and your people, what happens to me and my people? Have a life Alach Nami. So it's not a raya from there that Yishofat Achav very close. El mihacha, Umelch Yishof, Yishofat Melch Huda, Yoshim Ishak, he said, Ishak sitting on their throne, Melbushim, they're wearing nice clothing, Begirin, in the silo, Pesach Shara Shemram, in the front of the Shemram, in front of the doors of Shemram. My Gurin, what's Gurin mean? You live in Gurin Mamish, a silo Mamish, Otu Shara Shemram Gurin Hava, was it like a place where you kept wheat in front of Shara Shemram? It can't be. Eliki Gairin, they sat like a Gairin, means round, like a half a circle. It's not. Sanhedrin Oysa Kichati Gairin Agula, Kadeshi Roin Zaza. It means they were sitting in the Gairin, means they were facing each other. Bahava Vereyas, Vachiba Reyas. And you see from here, they really liked each other, and therefore they would not have separated each other. Okay, Adkan, Zeshabas, Daf, Dap, Dalat. We got off the Daf, Hey, Lema, Mr. Yeah, Lema.